But you don't have video, or I'm just gonna I'm talking myself.
It's just audio, mate.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the same. I've got my I've got these
what kind of podcast is this?
It's an underground podcast, hack. You fucking corporate dick. All right, shut up for a sec. Welcome back to the Brown Snake interview series. This week our guest is the esteemed Hack Jokerson. Welcome, Hack.
Hello, hello, hello.
And happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, yes, I birthed two children, so happy Mother's Day to me.
You squeeze them out your penis?
Right, yeah, right.
Isn't that what the kids do now? What'd you do with your wife today?
Nothing. I tried, and I went, I said, I'll cook whatever, and she got mad at me, so I said, all right, fine, I'll take a nap. I took a nap.
What the fuck sort of half-ass shit's that? I cooked breakfast for my wife, bacon and eggs and the whole nine yards.
I tried. I put out the pans. I did everything, and I was told that, she's a control freak, so she needed to do stuff, so I said, okay.
Or maybe you're just particularly incompetent in the kitchen.
No, I'm 10 times better cooked than she is.
What?
Yes.
What's your speciality when you cook?
I mean, tonight, you know what? I made flank steak for the kids tonight, soaked in butter and salt, and they fucking loved it. And I cooked some baked potatoes. Kids loved it, but...
That does sound pretty good to me. How long have you been married?
22, I think about 15 years, I think. 2008.
You should know that. I only asked because I was my wedding anniversary yesterday. We've been married 11 years, together for 17. So that's the second marriage.
Oh, second one. That's, see, you know, you got balls, brother. Once the first one dies, I don't know how somebody else goes and does a second one. That's a little crazy.
Yeah, looking back, it was pretty crazy, pretty arrogant, really, to think you could do it again well. Would you ever remarry if you had to get divorced or anything?
Absolutely not. No way. No way.
Why?
Because it's not meant to be. It's, you know, I'm not going to, there's no fucking way I would ever, I couldn't imagine having to sit on a date with somebody and listen to their fucking bullshit to try and get to fucking bang it. You know, like, it's just, it's crazy.
I think you'd have to do what I did, which is essentially second time around, you go, this is exactly who I am. You just be the asshole you actually are, and if they're into that, that's great, and if not, it won't work out. But I think you've just got to be, because most men in marriages pander to their wives too much and they're miserable.
Well, yeah, I mean, that the latter part that you just said, when you go, oh, you pander somebody, I've never changed. I have not changed. And when we started dating, I was the funniest guy in the world, and just, they don't think it's funny anymore. You know?
My wife still laughs. Maybe you're just not funny.
Listen, I entertain everybody in the world except for my wife.
She's a hard woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you're just a really annoying guy to live with.
Listen, I'm not saying I'm great, you know? I'm probably not the best, but I'm not the worst.
Why do you wear a cap inside? That's already annoying me. Get the fucking cap off, you fucking dickhead. Jesus Christ, Hack. Bit of respect for the podcast.
It's fucking 9 o'clock on a fucking Sunday night. What do you want from me?
No, it's not. It's Monday morning, 10:30.
Yeah, well, your toilet's flushed the other way, so I can't take your days serious.
I did do a video of that for someone on Twitter, and my toilet actually flushes directly down. Some modern water-saving device.
So are we on video or no? Are we on video or no?
No, it's audio only. You can have it audio, video. I don't give a shit. It's easy for me to see your dumb face because I can see when you're
wearing a fucking hat.
I can see you, but I'm not recording the video.
All right. Then I'm putting the fucking hat back on. Who cares?
See, this is why I can't live with you.
Why?
You're a fucking arsehole.
Right.
You got wires hanging down from your TV. It's chaos.
Come on, dude. It's a basement TV. You can't hold me to that. It's a basement TV.
I can and I will. So if you had to date again, just say you had to date again, do you think you could tell what women look like? Because you look at all the whores on Instagram and they're all filtered and makeup, and would you have to just see one in the wild to date, or would you be too afraid?
I'll be honest with you. I don't even know, man. I sit and I look, I can't even imagine having to sit down and have a conversation with somebody to try to get to know them. I can't even imagine.
You could do it.
I don't want to.
But you'd have to. You can't just be single forever.
Why not?
I don't know. It's you've got primal drives, Hack.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up hanging out in a bar and bartending and doing whatever. I could just, somebody pops in, I'll deal with that. I can't date.
Fair enough. See, I don't see you much on Twitter anymore. Are you on Twitter less now or what?
I don't know. I go through my phases, you know.
You think Lord Elon Musk will save things?
I'm always watching. I just don't always tweet. Yeah,
you're the quiet type in the corner.
No, I used to be. I used to love it. I used to love everything that was going on. But now I'm just a fucking angry person. So I don't really.
Are you as angry as Stancil? I had Stancil on the show the other day. He's a very angry man.
Stancil's the best. He's that fucking guy, man. I hung out with him 2 weeks ago. He's a gentleman. He's such a good dude.
Where'd you guys hang out?
We went down to Compound. I was with him.
Was Brennan. That for the final in hot water and all that?
We were there on the Monday.
Ah.
So we went in. What was it, Monday? I showed up for the Monday in hot water, and Mead and Stancil were already there. Then we went over to Sullivan's across the street, and it was Gino, me, Stancil, Mead, and then Brennan shows up out of nowhere. He starts shitting on Gino, and then even Ant showed up. It was one of those days, man. I was in tears because I was laughing so hard for hours.
Oh, that's awesome, man. But you're still a big Compound guy? You watch all the shows?
I mean, I watch Ant all the time. I watch Ant, Gino, and now I think Brennan's going back, so I'll definitely watch.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Yeah.
I don't know if he's going back, but...
Yeah, it's hard to know what's going on. I'll just wait and see. What do you think about Aaron leaving? What's your take on that?
I don't know, man, because he was – I don't know. I think it's just Aaron, who was very funny. He's very funny, and I think he wants to maybe take the next step. And – you know, the whole Compound Media thing might be tainted blood, man, you know, which it shouldn't be because it's great. But I don't know. Maybe it'll change now that Musk took over Twitter and has changed the face of things. Maybe people might start flocking towards Compound, you know?
Maybe. I don't know, man. It's a weird culture.
It is, and especially comedians now, too. They suck. They're so fucking weak, man. Like, obviously the regular comedians are great, but like everybody in their world, like, you know, they tell shitty jokes and they're so woke. Like it's, yeah, it's,
there's
almost, a lot of comedy has become so gay, man. You know,
there's a lot more storytelling now and victimhood.
It's pretty
boring.
And they went for the easy joke for years where they were like, oh, Donald Trump's mean. You know, they did that for years. It's just like,
and man, there's shit.
You look at like certain comedians that are still around, like, I mean, Bill Burr, obviously. Even though he kind of annoys me with his politics and his view, but his stand-up is no joke. You know what I mean? His stand-up is good. Louis, I wish Louis would come out more. He's really good, but a lot of other comedians are just weak, dude. They're just weak.
I like Shane Gillis. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a young guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's young. But I watched that one on YouTube. It was okay.
I thought it was good. You're a hard man.
I don't know, man. When you listen to somebody like Kevin, and then like I used to like Geraldo. I know Kevin always busts Geraldo's balls, but Geraldo was the best. You know, Norton, Colin Quinn. But these other, like some of these younger guys are kind of weak. I hate to say it, but.
But aren't all younger guys weak now?
I don't know. Just seeing, maybe I'm just an old bitter fuck, but.
How old are you?
45.
That's not that old. I'm 51. You're a young buck.
Right. But I saw all these guys growing up. I used to go, I mean, I'm a big comedy guy. I used to go to Caroline's. Like I saw all these guys when they were dipshits, you know? So I think they're better. Like these new, like Shane Gillis, he's very good and he does his impressions. He's real good and he doesn't lean one way or the other. So he's funny, but I don't know. I don't want to sound like an old fucking fart, but.
You are an old fart.
I know.
You'll be on cholesterol meds soon like me.
Be on what?
You'll be on cholesterol meds soon like me.
Oh, yeah.
So what podcast do you listen to now?
I mean, obviously, I always do Brennan's. And I'm a member of Compound, so I listen to everything Compound has to do. And
not a big Tim Dillon guy?
Nah, you know, I see him on Twitter. I don't really think he's that funny, to be honest with you.
All right, of the MLC years, what's your favorite era? Is it the Brian McCarthy, the Lenny? Where do you stand?
Oh, no, Lenny sucked. I mean, like, Brian McCarthy was awesome. His burning bridges and then his own press, that was funny shit, man.
It was funny. I got a bit sick of him, I'm not going to lie.
You what?
I end up getting a bit sick of Brian in the end because it's the same old puns and, you know, he's a bit fragile with his prissy ego.
Yeah, he got a little, but listen, I ended up watching, I can't believe I did this the other day. I was on YouTube. I think I was at work. I had like an hour to kill and I went on YouTube and I was watching old Burning Bridges stuff where he was just throwing puns out there and like it was fuck, especially the one where Chad called in about what's his name hanging himself, Brody
Stevens.
Yeah. He was just,
it's a sad day for comedy.
Yeah, it was. And Brian was just throwing puns out there. I was fucking dying, man. It was great.
I think the co-host role is to annoy Kevin. That whoever brings the worst out of Kevin is the best co-host.
But you would watch it. You would watch it though, and he was doing that, and you see Kevin with his stupid sunglasses on, And he would start chuckling. He even thought it was funny. And it was just fucking dumb.
Yeah. And he'd laugh in spite of his disgust.
Right, right.
That is pretty good.
And I said, the other day, I was on the Ski Mask podcast like 2 weeks ago, a week ago, and fucking Brian didn't. I was saying, I was like, I can't, you don't remember me, Brian? I made the video. I made the video with you on it, like the Compound Cucks. He had no idea who he was. He didn't even know who Ski Mask was. He didn't know who Stancil was. He's a retard. But
do you think,
he's a funny dude. He is definitely a funny guy.
Do you think that's because he stopped drinking now?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a different chapter of his life, you know, so maybe.
He seemed a bit more muted, a bit quieter.
And he's sober and he's in his living room with his wife and kids watching, so I'm sure.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
But he was very open to, like, oh, wait, which one of you guys? Which one of you? And he was cool. He went off on tangents here and there just because he's a psychopath, but, you know, he's a funny guy. He's definitely a funny guy, and they played off
he's well definitely with each other. A different guy. He's very different.
Imagine
like he grew up in Baltimore, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he grew up in Baltimore poor, and now he acts like this little Lord Fauntleroy sort of character, like a rich guy. How much is it an act? I don't know.
Right. And I think either his wife makes tons of money, or he really did. I know he makes the joke of it that he made
the Seckies.
Yeah.
That was disproved by Dominic Sin on Ski Mask. That was disproved.
Listen, maybe disproved, but he's living in an apartment in Upper West Side in Manhattan. So he's got money, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, really. I mean, I live in Australia, everything's cheap. Do you live in New York?
I grew up in New York. Now I live in Jersey, but I spent my whole life in New York.
Isn't Jersey New York? Is that different, is it?
Yeah, it's a different state.
What the fuck? That's stupid. It's so close. Where'd you grow up in New York?
What's that?
Whereabouts in New York did you grow up?
Bronx, New York.
Born so you're a tough guy?
Not really. I could take a punch.
Can you throw a punch?
Debatable.
So what was it like growing up there? We're going to school. Was it like the Warriors movie where everyone's in gangs and fighting?
No, that Warriors movie is great.
I thought it was a documentary.
That was when my father grew up. The Warriors was like when my dad grew up.
I got so much to learn.
That was when they used to like fight with hands and maybe somebody pulled a knife. Now it's just you fight now, somebody's shooting you.
It doesn't seem as fun.
No, it's not. There's no fights anymore. It's just you either get beaten to death and shot or that's it.
All right, I'm going to do my ad read. I've got to do an ad read. Sleep is one of the most important contributors to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important contributors to your sleep. At MyPillow, we have developed the world's first pillow that helps support your neck, your back, your pussy, and your crack. Thanks to your support, you've made MyPillow one of the fastest-growing companies in America over the last 15 years, MyPillow has created thousands of jobs in the great state of Minnesota. This week's very special offer is giving you a free adolescence pillow. Whenever you buy an adult's pillow, just use the promo code Jeff Ross on MyPillow.com. You'd want to buy that, wouldn't you, Hack?
Dude, I mean, you're legit, huh? You got ads for your own fucking podcast? I thought this was...
Now, this is big time. What are you saying? It's shit. Yeah, fuck you, man.
No, it's not shit. I mean, man, you're big time, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Pleasure to be on it. I this is crazy. I feel like now I'm a celebrity.
Maybe you will be. You could hit with this, man. Do you mow your own lawn?
I do.
Because I've noticed a lot of American guys don't, and it annoys the shit out of me.
I don't have a big lawn. I go year by year, where sometimes I don't, sometimes I hire somebody.
And no, you should mow your own lawn.
I know, but I have a pool that I have to fucking take care of, and nobody goes in. It's a decoration, and it drives me crazy.
Is it heated?
We have a heater now, yeah.
Because it's so fucking cold up there, I don't know why you'd ever go in it.
No, I know. Nobody goes in it. I spend my whole life cleaning the fucking thing, and nobody goes in it.
Surely in summer you go in it.
Nobody goes in it. It's a decoration. Everybody.
How old are the kids? How old are your kids?
9 and 12.
They should be all over that shit.
They don't. They won't go in unless they're like, "Can you come in and throw us?" I'm like, "No, I'm not. I'm not going in and throwing you."
Fucking assholes! I'm furious now. All right, what about
unless somebody goes with them?
Should men wear jewelry? Do you wear jewelry?
No, not at all.
Wedding ring?
No. Here and there, but lately, no.
I got a wedding ring when I got married, and I put it in my cupboard, and I haven't used it since.
I'm on my second wedding ring. I lost the first one.
That's a bad sign. So
here and there, I wear this one because... Which is funny. Like, I wore it yesterday because, like, oh, my wife, who hates me, by the way, we had a house party, and I was like, oh, she's wearing her fucking engagement ring and wedding ring. I'm like, all right, maybe this means something good. I wore mine, and we ended up fighting and whatever, so now I took it off. And so I'm not going to wear it ever again.
What'd you fight about?
Just, you know.
No.
Usual shit. It's just, it's never, can never make her happy.
Women.
I had a neighbor over and we stayed up to like 2:30 and 3:30 in the morning.
So?
No, it was great. It was good. I wish I had a cigar. I would have smoked a cigar.
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
How many do I have?
Yeah.
Probably like 10. How many do I wear? 2.
Are flip flops acceptable?
No, I don't wear flip. No, I don't wear flip flops.
Fucking New York guys.
I have a, which I'm trying to. If you could put on your podcast and you maybe sell them, I have a '94 pair of Michael Jordans, pretty good condition, that I know on eBay they can go for $2,000. So maybe I can get more. So let's see.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Is that a pair of shoes?
You know Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Is he the one that got AIDS?
No, that's Magic.
Well, maybe I don't know.
Jordan might have AIDS, but he's a best basketball player of all time, brother.
Yeah, but I hate basketball. Fuck basketball.
So do I, but you got to know Michael Jordan. He's the best basketball player ever.
Well, who's the best cricketer ever?
The best what?
Who's the best cricketer ever?
Cricket. Is that really a sport? Like, I see you and Stanso and you guys talk about the fucking... It really is.
It has billions of people watch cricket. Billions. More than basketball.
No fucking way billions of people watch that shit sport.
It's huge in India. India has 1.3 billion people.
Yeah, they also shit on the sidewalk. Like, who cares what they think?
Exactly, but, I mean, basketball's not a big deal overseas. You have a lot of weird sports, like American football, no one really cares, out of America. Basketball, no one really cares.
I'm not a big football fan, but American football makes billions of dollars.
In America.
Globally, they go over to Europe now. They make tons of money.
There's no way, like, American football is not big overseas, dude.
They what?
It's not a big sport overseas. It's just totally not.
Dude, they go over, they play a game, excuse me, they play a game over in England and they sell out a stadium.
Well, they got nothing else to do. It's always raining, but they love their soccer over there. Soccer's life over there. That's all they care about is soccer. It's huge. You're not going to make a dent. It's a novelty at best. Fuck American football. Fuck you. God damn it.
Wait, what's a novelty at best?
American football. Out of America.
You're a clown. You're not.
You ever traveled overseas?
No, I refuse to.
Why?
Because I know where I'm not welcome, so I don't go.
Well, you're welcome here. I'd love to have you here.
We're not. No, we're not. Everybody hates Americans. They try to shit on Americans. And if you say something to me, I'll punch you in the face, and then I'm locked up, and I can never leave. So
that's hilarious. What about the Caribbean? I mean, Flat Cat's always going to the Caribbean. That seems pretty pro-America.
Yeah, well, she's single. Kids are old. But, yeah, no, I've been to the Caribbean, like, once or twice, but other than that, I'm not going. I don't want to go anywhere I'm not welcome.
Yeah, I think Americans are pretty popular in Australia. We're pretty close.
I mean, they're popular, yeah, because they put money in the pocket. But if I just everywhere I go, maybe I'm just paranoid. Everywhere I go, I'm like, yeah, nobody likes me, so I'm not going there.
You miserable prick.
Yes. Pretty much, I am a miserable prick. Flat Cat's also, her kids are like married in her 20s. She's got the life.
Yeah, yeah. She's living the dream now.
Yeah, I got a 9 and a 12-year-old. I got.
Yeah, dude, I got a 4-year-old. I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I'll never travel. My wife wants to go to America and I don't want to go.
Flat Cat's on the back nine, and it's a great back nine.
Yeah. But I'm angry at her. She started taking the gummies, you know, the fucking THC gummies.
Yeah.
I'm sick of you guys and the gummies. It's all you talk about is pot, gummies. Shut the fuck up with the gummies.
I mean, listen, if I can retire in July, I'm going to start popping them too. I mean, I love Flat Cat. I know everybody, but she's so nice, whatever. She's a good person, man. I love her. And she's fucking definitely very good looking.
Oh, yeah. I agree. She's great. So what is your career? Can we talk about that?
I'm a cop.
And you're like a dog cop, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a canine police officer. Yeah.
So what do you do with that? Like, you just train your dog to bite people?
No, actually, we do. I'm an explosive detection cop. So anytime there's a bomb suspicious package, whatever, I gotta go check it out before bomb squad comes in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is like terrorism seems to be kind of over now, isn't it? Like,
yeah. It's funny. No, it's funny you say that. Yeah, it is. It's.
What happened there? I mean, does the Islamic terrorists don't care anymore? What happened?
Yeah, I know. They work Monday through Friday, weekends off, and now it's kind of, you know, since COVID, they're done with that.
That's great. You can retire. If you retire, yeah. What happens to your dog? Your police dog?
I've had him for 4 years, so I keep him.
You keep him? He's becoming too close to you.
I mean, I hate this. This is my third dog, so I'm like not crazy about him, but he's all right. But I gotta keep him.
What don't you like about him?
He's a pain in the ass. I fight him every day.
I used to be pretty pro police, but the COVID thing's been pretty annoying in Australia. The whole overstep of politics controlling the people, it's been pretty bullshit down here. That didn't happen up there, though, did it?
What? No, it's crazy up here. Dude, it's insane.
Like what?
we've lost all morality up here. It's fucking nuts, man. You get basically criminals are allowed to do whatever they want.
Can they swear at you and treat you like shit?
Swear? They could punch me in the face and nothing happens.
What?
Yeah. That's why I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm done, man. I'm out.
You're too young to retire, though. What are you going to do?
No, I became a cop so I can retire at 20, and I got my 20. I actually have 21. I'm out, man. I'm done.
And do you have enough money to not work then? Like, is that how it works?
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear my numbers for the next week, but I think either way, I'm like, I'm out. I'm done.
And then what do? You 10 bar or something on the side? No, or
I think I'll go substitute teach or something like that, you know?
Teach what? Students?
Yeah, I love teaching and coaching. That's what I do.
I like sport.
Yeah.
What sort of sports do you like coaching?
I coach hockey. I coach baseball.
You should coach Eye in the Sky's kid. He's into baseball.
Is he?
Yeah, Big Lou. He's always training.
I can. I always try to meet up with him when I work up that way, but he's a little far out, so I can't really touch base. I met him. I hung out with I at last June at the Secret Show.
Yeah, well, you got to give me some tips.
Tips for what?
Baseball coaching. Well, how do you go with kids then? Aren't kids assholes now? Like, you say the average society's becoming disrespectful to authority. What about kids and teenagers? Wouldn't that be a problem as well?
No, they're not to me. I've been a cop for 20 years. Nobody's going to backtalk me. And I'm very fair. I played for very tough coaches growing up, and now I am that. I'm fair, but I'm tough, you know?
I just imagine kids are just crying now.
They can, and that's, I mean, listen, it does get a little crazy in there. When one kid doesn't like what's being told to them, they turn around, they go to another organization. But you stay with your organization, you teach the kids you got, that's all you can do, you know?
What's the best sporting movies?
Sporting movies?
Yeah.
Major League was very funny, but the best, worst movie ever invented was Love of the Game with Kevin Costner. It's so terrible, but yet I cannot stop watching it ever.
What's it about? I've never heard of it.
He's an old-time baseball player. It's his last game of his career, and he throws like a no-hitter. It's so fucking corny. It's horrible, but I can't turn it off.
Because he did the Field of Dreams as well, didn't he?
I really didn't like it.
Nah, it's stupid. Everything sucks.
Yeah, and all the movies now, they're fucking terrible.
No, they're unwatchable. I'd rather watch an old movie any day of the week than something new.
Are you? Do you ever watch The Wire?
Yeah. Were you in it?
No, that's Baltimore. That's down in Baltimore.
Well, it was pretty good, but it's just a very different culture than what I'm used to. So some of it I don't understand the terms and the words, and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Doesn't seem very real.
Oh, it's very real. It's Baltimore is crazy.
And look at Brian, he comes out of there.
They're doing a reboot right now, actually.
I don't even know where Baltimore is. Is it near New York?
Yeah, it's about 3 hours away down south, down in Maryland.
Huh.
And they're doing a reboot right now. It's on HBO called We Own the City.
Any of the same characters?
It's funny. A lot, some of the same characters that were perps and fucking drug dealers, now they're cops in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it any good? Is it worth me checking out?
It's all right. I watched the first two, but it's a really true story. So I don't know. It's yet to be decided.
Yeah. Who are your favorite characters on Twitter?
Obviously, Stancil. Love Stancil.
He's a lovable character, isn't he?
Oh, he's a great guy. He's a beautiful boy. And I love how everybody calls him fat and they make jokes about him. If anybody ever walked up to him, if Stancil ever punched somebody in the face, he wouldn't even breathe anymore. He's fucking jacked.
Yeah, I don't think he's fat at all.
Yeah, but everybody says, oh, yeah, no, fat Stancil, whatever. Fucking kid could probably lift up a house.
He's got the retard strength.
But he's a beast. He's a beast.
Do you have a theory? Like, Rickosaurus was on Twitter fucking his wife with bloody dick, and he disappeared.
Yeah, I know. And somebody... listen, I was always disgusted by him, but somebody posted the other day, like, how they missed him, and it was one of his legs open pictures with his shit-stained fucking undies. I was like, thank God.
You don't miss him?
Nah, he got so crazy, man. He's his gag got a little old, you know. But
well, he had to keep shocking people, and he had to get worse and worse. You know, he had to show worse and worse pictures or whatever. So it's probably for the best he disappeared. But do you have a theory? You're a copper. What's your theory about what happened to him?
My theory is, I think all that shit he was talking about his cousins, I think his wife caught on, and he had to fucking back out.
But couldn't he just log on a different name?
But I think she caught on. I don't know. Again, this is just my opinion. I think he was doing all that stuff. His wife wasn't on Twitter or nothing, and then I think somebody probably fucking alerted her. And she caught everything he was saying. She was like, get the fuck out of here.
Maybe. I don't know.
Either that or he got locked up.
Or he's dead? He could be dead?
I don't think he's dead. I think either that or he got locked up.
Well, people die, Hack.
Yeah, but... yeah, I guess you're right. But...
all right. I'm going to wrap it up. What are your plugs?
I got no plugs. Bro.
What about your pool service? Hack's pool service.
I wish I had a pool service. I would do it, but nothing. I was just good to talk. I know you had a big up-and-coming podcast, so I wanted to be one of the first few victims.
I'm putting a few in the can now because I've been off work. I'm off work for a few weeks. So I'm sitting at home, I got a lot of time. So it's good to pre-record. But I'm getting a new face.
All right. Sounds good, buddy.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
All right, man. I'll talk to you.
See ya.
Later.
I'm like, that's what the world needs, another podcast.
That's right. From two comedians.
Yeah, my mom has a fucking podcast.